Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Virgin Territory is a video installation which takes an uncompromising look at what it's like for young people to live in the digital era when every part of your life can be captured, shared and scrutinised, and how that sense of being observed can have a negative impact on many lives, especially those of young women. Using interviews and dance, where adults and young people interact together, Virgin Territory is a multi-screen experience at Onca Gallery at opposite St. Peter's Church. Well, it opened up today, and I went to meet its creator, Charlotte Vincent, earlier this week as it was being set up.
I'm Charlotte Vincent. I'm the artistic director of Vincent Dance Theatre, and I am in Onca Gallery, and we're just doing the get-in for Vincent Dance Theatre's Virgin Territory, which is a premiere commissioned by Brighton Festival of a film installation, multi-screen film installation of a show that I made last year, which has four fantastic local teenagers in and four very accomplished adult performers.
Sounds like it deals with a difficult subject. It's about the sexualisation of young women and that need for constant performance and the idea of being scrutinised, filmed, photographed.
That's right. Well, as you know, it's a problem, I think, that digital natives have. We have a whole generation growing up fully engaged with their digital devices as much as with real life. And I think the issue for young women specifically is that they're getting very sort of sexy, hot imagery that they're supposed to aspire to or replicate in their real lives. And they're posting things online and being groomed online, unfortunately, and coming across all sorts of pornography online. That is affecting the way they see themselves, the way that they feel about their self-worth, that it's sort of not okay to be natural anymore. They're aspiring, not everybody obviously, but a lot of teenage girls are aspiring to an completely unreal image of how women should look and behave. And I think sort of MTV video, music video culture isn't helping that. Advertising isn't helping that. Men's and women's magazines who, you know, all about body image, that's not helping that. And unlike myself, as I hurtle towards 50, young girls and young women today, I think because they've got a constant stimulation through their mobile devices and their laptops and their tablets and their phones, they are bombarded by images that they are aspiring to that are completely unreachable. It's not possible to look like that most of the time. And on top of that, young boys and men are consuming, we know, a lot more pornography than they used to, and our whole society, I think, has been sort of pornographied, if that's a kind of word. So the mainstream culture of music and advertising, all the rest of it, when I grew up, wasn't quite as infected by these over-sexy images. And I personally, as an adult, as a mother, as an artist, just feel like it's overload. How do you negotiate that? So Virgin Territory is about not a return to a virgin territory, or it's a play on the word virgin, obviously, but it's about, we can't undo the digital world, we can't stop the internet, we wouldn't want to, it's brilliant in many ways, it's a positive force, but it also has a very dark side. And a lot of girls and young women and boys and men are falling into the trap of thinking that it's real life, and then applying the rules of what they see online to real life. Or the opposite, actually, that a lot of young girls have a life online that they can't live up to in real life. So they might present themselves pouting and looking really sexy with crop tops and push-up bras online on their Instagram or their Facebook accounts, and actually in real life they can't play it out. So like you said, there's this performing for the camera that we didn't have when we were growing up. And I'm not making a nostalgic piece, I'm just provoking thought around this subject.
It is a dance piece. It's an interesting subject for dance. You must have thought through, how can I actually portray this through that medium?
Yeah, I mean, I make dance theatre, so what's been really interesting is working with young people in the process of making this piece. And what we've done is, in the very early stages of research, I gathered interviews and talked to young women and girls about their experience just of living today with their digital devices and how they feel about this sort of hyper-sexualised culture that we live in. So I gathered these testimonies. And we used them in the making of the live work that we performed in London last November. And actually, interestingly, making the film version, the testimonies have come back in, and they're very present. So the collaborators, who are remaining anonymous, because obviously I don't want to expose some of the bad experiences that they've had, they're back in the installation, channeled by the adult performers. And a lot of their original voices actually ended up in the soundtrack, which is also a brilliant soundtrack by Jules Maxwell, a composer that I've worked with. So it really has been a collaboration between young people and adults, and their voices are very much in the work, describing their experiences. And as an adult, if you come in and you think it's a little bit paranoid or a little bit over the top, actually, I can stand by the work, because this is young people's voices telling me directly that they've had bad experiences, that they're surprised by, you know, when they wear certain clothing, the response that they get. And so what we need to do is educate young men to control themselves.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? And you did kind of you touched on something that I was wondering there. You know, you and I, we're not digital natives. We didn't grow up with the internet, and I was wondering if maybe some people might think, well, actually, you know, you're just old school, and you're being a bit preachy about this. And why don't you just let young people get on with what they know and what they do?
Yeah, I think that's why my response was just as it is, because I think the young people have told me that their digital nativism, if that's the right word, is affecting how they live, and they're under a constant pressure. And I think the piece is a provocation. It's not a preach, and all I'm trying to do with Virgin Territory is highlight the dangers of the internet and the dangers of hypersexualisation, and question what we're going to do about it. I don't have any answers. You know, the internet's not going away. I think, obviously, as a lifelong feminist, I've been campaigning against that kind of imagery of women for a long time, and I think the thing that works in this particular installation is that the young women, Maya, Millie and Alicia, who are in the work, they're phenomenally strong. They hold their own in partner work in terms of dance. They dance with the men, they dance with the women. One of them's a footballer, one of them's a gymnast, one of them's a martial artist. And we show all that. So it's not all doom and gloom. We show that young women are strong and powerful, they find their voice, but we also show them as victims of grooming and of online abuse and sexual harassment in the street. Every day, women and young girls are being subjected to this. That's not hysteria on my behalf as a female maker. It is life. And I think that's the pressure that I'm talking about. The confusion lies around, they sort of buy into it and then they sort of run away from it. And I think that those hormonal years, like 12 to 14, 15, you know, some of the girls that I interviewed at 15 were talking about their experiences at 13 as though they were all women. You know, they were kind of going, oh, you know, all that time ago. They're only 15. You know, their experiences have been appalling, actually. That's why it's quite a dark piece. But there is some humour in it. There is some sort of piss-taking, as there always is in my work around British culture. There is a dark humour that always seeps back in when we make something. And it's quite exciting. You know, there's four big screens in a room, and it is dance theatre with text as well. The choreography is very exciting at times. It's very minimal at other times. It's a low-tech presentation of quite a complex, layered piece of work.
Do you feel a degree of frustration that it's a gallery space, it's a dance performance, it's in the Brighton Festival? Who is likely to come to it? Well, probably people who agree with you in the first place.
Yeah, that's a good question. We're running engagement workshops. We've actually done a lot of engagement so far in Brighton. So we've worked with Oasis, we've worked with DVA, we've worked with lots of different groups that we're building relationships with. Audio Active, we hope, will come down. So it's not just preaching to the converted. We're really looking to extend our audience through working on stage, on film and online, beyond the usual white middle-class dance audience who might go to the Dome. And I think, you know, Brighton Festival's really up for that. That's partly why they've commissioned it. Obviously, Kate Tempest's festival is doing that as a whole. It's trying to invite the community in and not preach the converted, but just involve them and say art is for everyone. And that's something in my practice over 26 years that I've always done. What we're trying to do as a company at the moment is meld sort of the high art bit with the community practice and make work that has people's, you know, real life voices in and also gets out of the arty venues into the community, either online or through our workshopping programme. And it's working.
As Charlotte Vincent, talking about her video installation Virgin Territory, it's at Onca Gallery, opposite St Peter's Church, free entry, and it runs from Wednesday to Sunday, noon till 6 through to the 21st of May. And listening to that with me were our reporters, Alicia Theobald and Holly Simpson, who have literally hot-footed it to the studio from Virgin Territory. It's its opening day today. I have to ask you then, Alicia and Holly, how much did you recognise from your own experiences of what you saw in that installation?
As a woman who has obviously grown up using the internet most of my life, actually, I definitely picked up on the misconception of beauty and how you're expected to look a certain way. You're supposed to look feminine if you're a woman. You can't look any other different. And I think that's something that's not going away anytime soon, which is a real shame. But yeah, I definitely picked up on that. And I have to say, it made a really big impact watching some of those videos, especially because the woman was actually a man dressed up with this distorted mask on, this blonde wig and a dress.
Oh, wow.
And I think, yeah, it just was really strange, but it made such an impact on me, I have to say.
Yeah, and my bit was like more the fact that this girl was being groomed at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I've ever been groomed, but it's so easy to meet random people online.
Sure.
And that kind of hit me quite. I was like, yeah, it's really, really easy.
Because these are actually all taken from real-life individual personal testimonies. Did that give it much more impact for you?
Oh, definitely. I think you could tell just by the movement and like the way they were, like, or with the screen, because they literally looked directly at the camera and you felt like it was just you and them, and they were telling you their story through what they were doing.
Yeah, I think it was really interesting how they used interpretive dance for a lot of the movements. And in fact, three of the young girls who were in it were standing in front of us and they were watching it.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah.
It was really cool just to see them. They were dressed so nicely as well, like from what they were showing on the thing, I was a bit like, whoa. Because you could, they looked a bit different, obviously. So I was a bit like, oh, these are the same people.
Mm. Do you think it was courageous for them to do it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, some of the things they were doing, like standing and crying, just like a close-up of their face, it was really powerful.
Mm. So it sounds like a very effective installation there. You'd recommend it, would you?
Oh, yeah, I definitely recommend it, especially just to everyone, obviously, women, men, especially
yeah,
maybe
to
more
kind
men.
To get it more wins. Out there as well, just the way the media does affect young people. That
yeah.
Probably don't realise how bad it is.
The awareness is really important, isn't it? I'd say.
Terrific. Well, Alicia Theobald and Holly Simpson, thank you very much for doing that. And we're going to be hearing more from you as you make your way around the festival. And also, I want to say a big thanks to Thameslink for supporting our Radio Reverb presenters. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.